All right, so I told you I did some gardening this weekend, and I mostly weeded Harrison's garden. You know, I got a few flowers and plants outside, but he's the one that's trying to grow some vegetables. He's got a bunch of tomatoes, pepper plants out there, but it was getting all choked off with weeds because he hadn't done anything for it. So I told him, I said, go out there, get to work. Well, he's messing around a bit. He just wasn't buckling down and doing it. And maybe y'all live this way too, but it got to be too much, and I ended up out there myself. Just yanking up a lot of weeds and grass and whatnot. But I had him stay out there with me. And at one point, I said, if you do a little bit at a time, it won't get like this. And it'll be a lot easier to get it where it needs to be. And he said, I know. I've been working really hard on it. I said, no, you've been thinking about working on it. And what is that thing for you? That's what I got to thinking about. I was like, what's that thing for you that you think about a lot? And you put a lot of mental work into it. But you aren't actually working on it. You're just wearing yourself out over it without getting the results. And that's two totally different things. You got to turn intention into action this week, okay? Usually we get an assignment on a Friday, but we weren't here on Friday. So guess what? You're getting it on a Monday. Oh, yeah. So whatever it is that you've been meaning to act on that comes up in your brain all the time, and you think about it really hard, but you haven't done anything, you start with a tiny step. You shrink that task to something so small that it is hard to say no to. You say, oh, I can do this a little bit. Did I mean to go out there and weed the whole garden? No. I was like, I'm going to show you how to do this. Well, now I've done this spot, and I'm just going to do this over here. And that'll help you. You know, we've talked before about just like it's that activation energy. Get yourself started moving something. I'm going to tell you real quick how to do that in just a second. But also clarify your why. Know why the action matters to you. Why does it keep coming up in your head? Is it something you just really do want for yourself? Is it something that you just want to see the results of? What do you want? Say, why do I want to do this? And give yourself that clarity. And the 5-second rule, okay? You can count backwards. And I used to do this when I was trying to make myself run up the driveway to get a little bit of exercise. I would stand in front of the fence and I would say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as soon as I hit one, I would slap the fence and I would take off running. Make yourself do that. This interrupts your hesitation. It launches you into action before you distract yourself. So if you need to, you know, you're sitting there and you're going to come up with another reason why I can't do this right now. You have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get yourself up, okay? Accomplish that small win for yourself. Every action, no matter how minor, it deserves a mental high five. You celebrate progress, not perfection. Perfection is distraction, okay? So this week, you just go forth and you do. You know you want to.